Hey everybody, this is Jean Tian and welcome to Being Unapologetically Authentic podcast with yours truly, Jean, as your host. And today we are going to talk about autobiographies and really dig deep into the question of whether or not you are the author of your own story. And so let's get started. So I think too often we forget that we are the authors of our own autobiographies, or at least that is how we were meant to come into this world, into this lifetime of ours. And yet when it comes to success, there's this fine line between adapting someone's success story to be authentic to you versus copying somebody else's success story, hoping to gain the same results. And we see this quite often with what we mimic, what we learn, what we replicate, whether it's in entrepreneurship or whether it is within our roles in corporate, right, as an employee. We also do this outside of work. Quite frankly, we do this in our personal lives as well. And whether or not we're conscious about it, I think that's the key. We are constantly mimicking what is around us. And we're doing that because of the fact that, especially when we're not fully aware of what it is that we're doing. And so we're just executing rather than consciously aware of what we are doing on a day-to-day basis. So this episode is really to come in and to just talk about the concept of writing our own stories. And so, and what I was saying before is that when we are born, we're basically born into this society that already has its own rules, right? And then if we take that even smaller, so outside of our society, we even have our own microcosm of the environment that we live in, and there are rules within that. And what I mean by that is we have the rules within our family. Our family then, of course, adopts not only rules that our parents, grandparents, ancestors have passed down to us, but also what they've adapted from their own culture, from their own society, from what, you know, they had learned growing up. So it's this very complex matrix of rules and regulations and customs and culture and, you know, undescribed words that we are basically bound to, basically the first day that we are born. And so as we grow, this is fine. You know, our parents, our grandparents, our ancestors teach us what it is that they know in order to keep us safe, in order to keep us warm and fed and comfortable. And, you know, with the expectation, however, that we are to grow up executing, continuing to confine ourselves to this matrix that they have established, that they have passed down from generation to generation. Now then, once we are old enough, we, of course, we go into school, and within school, it has its own paradigm. And then once we graduate from school, we go into work, and within the work professional space, it has its own paradigm. So as you go from one phase of life into the other, are we truly executing, are we truly writing our own stories, or are we just following everybody else's, right? And this is where authenticity really comes in. This is where success stories really come in. And I think so often, especially now with social media so prevalent in our lives, with our smartphones, with TV, with what we see, what we read, you know, what we hear, right, from people around us, from the news, etc., there are so many stories that we can learn from. Now, the problem is that when we're not consciously thinking about learning and we're just doing because it's what has worked for others, this is where we're no longer creating, we're no longer writing our own autobiographies. We are plagiarizing the autobiography of somebody else. We're plagiarizing what has come before us because it's either easier or because we haven't been shown the way of what to do in order to do it in our own way. And I know that that sounds maybe a little bit convoluted, but at the end of the day, if we've never been encouraged to really think about what our story should be like, then how is it that we're writing our own stories, right? That's really what the question is. And then, of course, some of us could sit there and be like, well, I'm writing my own story. I'm the first one in my family to go to college. I'm the first one in my family to go into corporate. I'm the first one in my family to make it as a partner in a law firm. And that is fabulous because you have stepped outside of the box that your family hasn't been able to do before for whatever reason. Now, then the question then is that were those your goals? Was that your definition of success? Or was that what was placed in front of you because of society? So we're looking at it from so many different angles that just because it doesn't fit within the realm of what your family has done because they haven't done it before, but where did you get the idea? When was the last time you asked yourself, where did I get the idea that going to law school, that being a law firm, that earning six figures, that having the big house with the white picket fence is the definition of success, that is authentic to you? Because very so often, we see what other people have and we think that that would be amazing. We think that that's what would make our lives truly enjoyable. And we think that that's what would make us quote unquote successful. But oftentimes we pursue this career path, we pursue this lifestyle of ours, right? And then we wake up one morning, maybe 10 or 20 or 30, 40 years later, and we're wondering what the heck did we do with our lives? And why aren't we feeling as successful as what we thought we would or how we thought we would when we started to pursue this path? And if that is you, then the question is that the path that you have taken, where along this path did you stray away from what it was that was truly meaningful for you? Because that is what true authenticity is. What is it that is truly meaningful for you? And that's where that intersection between authenticity and success meet, right? That is that intersection of authenticity and success. That is where the two come together to create something that you may have never known before. So it's really interesting because the other day I was listening to a video clip or an audio clip actually of someone giving a lecture, and they were talking about the possibilities of business. And what they had said is that if you are creating your business to achieve a result, then that is not actually creation of that business. What you're doing is you're setting up your business for, quite frankly, failure. You're setting up your business to conform. You're not creating through that business because you're limiting that business to whatever result you've already set for itself. And oftentimes what we do is we go into business because we think we can do it better. And I'm sure we can, but we think we can do it better. But more importantly, I think a lot of people go into business because they think that they can make more money. So they're actually going into business not to actually create. They're going into business because they want more money. And that's the result that could actually limit your opportunities, right? And you could possibly make more money. So like even if you made $10,000, $20,000, or $1 million more, that is absolutely achieving your goals. But what if the fact that you went into business to create more money actually limited the possibilities of what that business was meant to do? Similarly, with your own autobiography, right? What if you grew up saying, I want to be a lawyer because that is what my parents did. That is what my parents want me to do because, you know, I really like love CSI or the law legal shows. I don't know what the legal shows are on TV anymore because I don't really watch TV. But, you know, what if they were to say like, oh yeah, I want to be a lawyer because that is what it is. Now you can be a lawyer and you can achieve all of your goals, but then what part of those goals was actually written for you? What part of those goals did you actually create on your own? Or did you just recreate those goals because that is what you've known to be able to exist? Because that is what you've known to be a possibility from becoming a lawyer, meaning you can make a really good living, you can be comfortable, you can, you know, gain stature. All of those things are the expected outcomes of your decision to become a lawyer. But what if, however, there's even grander, greater scales of what you could have achieved by becoming a lawyer if you were to have just gone into being a lawyer for the possibilities of what it could achieve? I know it's a little conceptual, but think about it. What if the fact that you went into becoming a lawyer and unbeknownst to you, you went in knowing that that is what you desire to do, because you love law. You love being able to review contracts, or to be able to negotiate terms and conditions, or to be in front of the judge and really defend, you know, the defenseless, right? And instead of going into it with the expectation of making a lot of money, what if you were to go into it focused on the impact instead? The impact of your job, and asking, what could I create with this? And so you're not necessarily then writing your autobiography. You're almost allowing the universe to write it for you, to show you what the next chapter will look like for your life. And that's kind of scary, right? Because if you think about it, you've lost all control over your own story. But the thing is, if you really think about it that way, did you ever really truly have any control on your own story? Because when you're going in and following a path that has already been laid out for you step by step by step, is that really control? Do you really have control over that path? I think the truest level of control is the level of control that you have in choosing what it is that you want to experience in your life and allowing for that to be shown to you. And in that way, you are truly creating. Because the creation aspect is not in the results. It's not in the money aspect. And this is something that I want to dig deeper into in my next podcast episode, because I see it too often and it's so frustrating. And we're seeing it in the coaching business. And I think it absolutely needs to stop, is this concept of you're not successful unless you make 7 figures, 8 figures, 9 figures. Where is the wealth aspect to what we're doing and to how we are living? Where is that aspect that allows you to truly enjoy and be grateful for everything that you have, despite the fact that you're not making 8 figures in your business? And that is quite frankly okay, because your business could be doing so much more and there is no glory or fame or anything that's being put on it because everybody is so focused on the numbers. But anyway, I digress. That is a totally different podcast episode. Stay tuned for that episode. And if you have any thoughts about that, I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you even want to come on and talk about it, because that would be super cool. But for today's episode, we're talking about creation or authoring your own autobiography. Because when we think about it, when we have blank pages in front of us and blank pages are staring at us, there's two types of people. There are those who are super excited to start writing and to start wondering what can be and to go into this land of possibilities, right? Asking the questions like, what else is possible for me? Like, yeah, okay. So, you know, like maybe school isn't what is best for me. So then what else is best for me? And to trust that the success that they know is meant to be theirs will be theirs at the right time. And then there are those that take a look at that blank page and they're like, oh, wow, this is really, really scary. I don't know what should go in here. And they kind of freeze up. You know, you call it writer's block or whatever it is. There's too many possibilities and they don't know which step to take is the right one. But my friends, I'm going to be here to tell you that there is no wrong step. There is no right or wrong step, because no matter what, I truly believe in the fact that if it was meant to be yours, it absolutely will be yours, and it will be yours in the timing that it was meant to be yours. Meaning, could it be delayed? Maybe. But it will always be yours. And when it is yours, and when you do achieve it, when you get the results that you've been looking for, it will be even better than what you could have possibly freaking imagined in the first place, because you couldn't even have imagined something so wonderful in the first place when you start, because it wasn't done before, right? Because what you've seen in front of you in the past has never been done before. Or you know, what you're looking to achieve now has never been done before. And I think this is so important. So looking at who you are you the person who's excited to ask the questions, to create the possibilities, to be shown the different possibilities? Because the universe has such a grander understanding of the big picture, because ours is just this microcosm of, you know, our picture, our reality is a microcosm of what the universe has to offer. And so we as humans think we know it all because we have a brain, we can think logically, we can think rationally, we have great college degrees. I have an Ivy League university degree. Yeah, great. But my world is still a microcosm of what the universe knows about things outside of me. And I can't possibly know everything that they know. And I can't possibly even think that I know that everything that they know. And so a blank page can just be that, a blank page that gets written as we move along, rather than that it gets dictated by me, because that's the known path. That's the known way to do things, right? And I think one of these things that frustrates me so much too, in terms of like autobiographies and being able to create our own stories, is that so often we're so discouraged from doing that because we get looked at, or those who are willing and brave and who has the courage to go out and write their own stories, they get looked at as if they're the pariahs of society, whereas they should be the ones that are applauded for listening to their own inner truth, to their own inner knowing. They should be applauded for taking that step outside of the lines, right? And being able to truly go where nobody else has gone before, because that is what feels good for them. Instead of confining to and fitting into this definition of success that has been defined by society. And if you really look at this definition of success that has been defined by society, what is it? Where does it come from? Has anybody ever asked that question? Where does this definition of success really come from? Who created it? Right? You work hard and so that you can make a good living and then you can continue to provide for your family. But the concept, let's break it even down even further. So like, who says you have to work hard? And what does working hard even mean? Because when you love what you do, you can work. You absolutely have to do what's necessary. But is it really hard work? And when we really look at what success is, it's like my definition of success could be very different than their and anybody else's definition of success. Yes, do I enjoy the luxuries of life? Absolutely. Who wouldn't? But there are some who won't. There are some who prefer to be in nature. There are some who prefer to do something completely different than I do, and that's okay. But the differences that make us okay, that make us ourselves, that make us unique, that make us authentic, are also the differences that other people don't want to touch because it's too much. Right? It's too much. It's too much for them to handle. It's too much. It's something that they can't even appreciate, quite honestly. And I think that this is so important to remember too, because if you are one of those that gets excited by the blank page, who's willing to ask for the possibilities, who's willing to ask the questions to create, truly create their lives rather than just to live a life of, you know, whatever it is, lack of awareness, I guess is what I'll call it, right? Or lack of consciousness is what I'll call it. Those individuals get looked upon and treated as if there's something wrong with them. And so I guess today I am calling upon all of those individuals who are brave enough to stand up, to say something, to call out the things that don't work, and to say, you know what, keep going. Keep asking the questions. Keep doing what feels right to you, and you have me behind you 110%. And for those who are very comfortable continuing to live the life that they live and, you know, following the paradigm, I absolutely applaud you as well, because that is the choice that you made, and that's absolutely okay too. And so, but just be aware of the fact that there are two very different types of people. There are those who are willing to write and create and do something completely different, and it's so scary to do something very different, but it shouldn't be. Right? Because you're doing something very different, it should be exciting, because there's just that fine line between fear and excitement, and fear in and of itself is keeping you back from the excitement. So get rid of it. Get rid of that fear and start leaning into the excitement of creation. And it's okay if your creation doesn't look like anybody else's. And absolutely, there's no wrong to your creation. There's no right to your creation. There's no wrong to your creation because there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. You don't have to fit into the mold. And I see this all the time with the kids. And this is what kills me each and every time is that we want kids to follow the freaking paradigm. We put down anything that allows them to be creative. We push them towards fitting in with the mold because it makes life easier for the teacher. So when we expand that microcosm of education and we look at it from a broader scale and look at it from a society perspective, again, I go back to the question of where does that definition of society comes from? And who really benefits from it? From us working hard, being afraid of our debt, you know, making sure that we believe and we buy into this concept that success is limited, that money is limited. Who benefits? Because it's a really nice way to keep people working hard, keeping busy, not asking questions, focused on their own stuff, which quite frankly, I like focusing on your own stuff, but staying unconscious, right? Just execution rather than questioning, rather than creation, right? Because it's created from somewhere. So this is about my time. I don't want to take up too much of your space and your time left, but thank you so much for joining me today as we talk about the creation of your story, who is writing it. And if you've enjoyed this episode, thank you so much for joining me again. If you've enjoyed this episode, please feel free to rate this episode 5 stars, share it with your friends, and definitely come back and join me as we talk more about money and success. And I will be having some amazing guests on this episode, on this podcast soon. So I look forward to speaking with you guys soon. Bye, everybody.